Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, good morning. Rise and shine. You're on with the Due Time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you yesterday? Yesterday was Wow Wednesday, and oh, we had a good time over here on Ladies Day. We started off with our girlfriend Vivian and her socially conscious segment, and looks like those COVID numbers are slowly coming down. So let's say thank you, God. Thank you, God. You know, hopefully we'll be, you know, in a much better situation in a couple of months. God spares our life. And they are now up to vaccinating the 6-month-olds to the 5-year-olds. Yes. Now, it's a new day. It's a new day. Because remember now, there was a little tight that we did not have to worry about masking up at times. And, well, now they're looking to vaccinate these little people. And, you know, hopefully, yeah, you'll make the decision for your child, not just because they're doing it, but because the Lord has given you the green light. So go ahead and vaccinate your child. Well, be careful of Bonnie and Clyde in Georgia. Well, I guess you don't have to beware of them anymore because they are both serving some years for going on a crime spree. Yes, the 30 and the 31-year-old male and female, modern-day Bonnie and Clyde, did their carjacking spree and bank robbery. And unfortunately, they didn't park too far from where they laid their head. And now the Clyde is doing 25 years plus, possibly, in prison, as well as Bonnie is going to do 4 years in prison. And they both are mandated to pay $8,000 for their fun-filled. Yeah, I don't know. You know, people don't think about these things. You know, isn't it interesting that no one ever thinks they're going to be caught? Yeah, it's never going to be me. It is never going to be me. Well, I guess this team and her family thought the same thing when the shooting melee got started. And, when the dust settled, you know, the other young people took the plea deal, and they were given 10 years. But the one who was supposedly the young lady who pulled the trigger during this melee, 18 years old now, but 17 years old then, was sentenced to 140 years. Now, why not just tell me I got life? I mean, and I ain't never getting out. You know, but we always ask here on this Due Time with Pastor Steph, you know, does the punishment fit the crime? Yeah. You know, we, as Pastor Kim said yesterday, something that I was thinking, hey, you know, I know adults who have not gotten that kind of time, and they have had, they've had recurring prison sentences, and they still have not gotten that time. And as Elder Nitisha said, yeah, well, these are people who are now going on these shooting rampages. What are they getting? Well, I don't know. I do not know. They need to get themselves together. Because 140 years for someone who was 17 years old who pulled the trigger, it really couldn't have been no more than some other crimes that have been committed. We're not making light of the crime, but it definitely was not worse than some other crimes that we have heard. And 140 years is just a bit excessive. Yeah. Well, you know what? We need to keep her in prayer. We definitely need to do that. Pray for them. Okay? Well, like I said, the ladies were in the house yesterday, and we talked about doing it the right way when helping others. You know, we just can't be doing the thing. We just can't do stuff. We have to make sure we're doing it the right way, because it matters. And, you know, I just got to thinking, you know, when it comes to our relationships, our friendships, the relationship with our coworkers, the relationship with our parents and family members, the relationship with our spouse, relationship with our friends, even the interaction with strangers. You know, are we doing it the right way? Are we confident when we're doing this job? Are we reliable? Do we have the strength, and we're executing the strength, and we're executing with strength? And what about that moral excellence? Are we just doing this thing? Or are we making sure that we are reminding ourselves that, hey, I was chosen for this? You know, doing this thing here is not doing it out the kindness of my heart. I need to be doing this with excellence, with competent excellence, with moral excellence. Yeah. Being thorough. Yes. We can't just throw things. When we're cooking a meal, are we doing it in the right way? Because, you know, when we're cooking a meal, we don't know what that meal means to somebody. We may think it means one thing, but we don't know what it means. And if we're going to go ahead and, you know, tell that person we're going to make up their bed, or we're going to tell that person we're going to do what we're going to do, then by all means, let's get the job done the right way. And that really just stuck out to me the other day when I saw this. Are we doing it the right way? Well, let's make sure we're doing it the right way. Well, we could not finish off a Wednesday morning without our Faith Over Fear segment with our Pastor Sharlan. And as always, we got the word before we departed yesterday from this deep time. So we give God thanks for all the ladies. And, hey, it's a new day. Thank God. We are now into Therapeutic Thursday. Yes, the day we talk about our health, whether it be our physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, whatever health we got going on. It's all got something to do with our health. Because we don't function without some level of health. So Thursday's our day. We focus. And before we go, I got a question. And I want you to participate with me. Okay? I want us to talk. Go back in the recess of your mind. What's one of the worst movies you have ever seen? Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, you really wanted your money back. You really got mad that they wasted their time making this movie. I mean, why did they have to make this movie? Why did they waste that time, you know, making us think that this movie was going to be something? And it turned out to be nothing. Was there a movie that you heard was coming out and you couldn't wait? I don't care how old you were. You could have been 5. And when you went to the movies to see it, you didn't got your popcorn. You then got this big thing of soda, and you could have thrown it all at the screen. Come on, we get ready to run down some top movies that they said were the absolute worst movies of all time. And yes, one of your favorites just might be on this list, and don't be surprised, because I went through the list, and I was like, what? This was one of the what? This was one of my favorites. Well, come on, 347-285-7777. Come on, send in that worst movie ever. I'm so mad that I paid my money to go see this thing here. I could have watched tapes, but I would have been happier. All righty? So come on. In the interim, let's go get that healthy breakfast. In the interim, let somebody know that it's due time when Pastor Steph is on. And come on. Make sure you go nowhere, because we will be right back. Remember, we're getting your worst movie of all time. Okay? All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. We're back with another Safety Minute update. June is National Safety Month. The National Safety Council recognizes this month to raise awareness on what it takes to be safe for life. By doing this, the NSC hopes to reduce injuries in the workplace, on the road, and at home. Each week in June is a different safety topic. Week 1, stand ready to respond. Focus on CPR and AED training. Something can happen in seconds. Be sure you are prepared. Week 2, be healthy. Keep your prescriptions away from others and properly dispose of unused medication. Week 3, watch out for dangers. Fall hazards are all around you. Always keep an eye out and be sure to use proper fall protection. Week 4, share roads safely. Stay distraction-free and keep your eyes on the road. Head over to our website at www.sct.us.com to see more information about these topics. And while you're there, take the pledge to be safe at work. SCT took the pledge. Will you?
Well, good morning, and good morning again. Welcome to Is Due Time with Pastor Steph. And it is Therapeutic Thursday. Yes, today we talk about our health, whether it be our physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, whatever else we get to talking about today. It's health day over here. And before we left, you know, I talked about the 30th worst movies. I went across a listing last night of the 30 worst movies of all times. And I want to know what your worst movie was. Come on, I know you got it. I know you got it, whether it was years and years and years ago or it was recently. It doesn't really matter. I want to know because I want to compare it against, you know, this list that they had. So I'm coming back to that. So make sure 347-285-7777. You put that, you know, that movie out there. But before we do that, we want to give God thanks for waking us up today on this side of the week. And it's a lot to be grateful for because a whole lot of people didn't make it, but we did. So let's shout hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yeah, you know, I got to stop because then I'll be saying hallelujah till about 9 o'clock and then you won't find out what your favorite, you know, what the worst movie was. What the worst movie was. So let's get to chatting. Now, I know we've gone over this list before, somehow, some shape, some form, some fashion. And, you know, just may have been under a different heading. But when I saw it, I knew we needed to go over it again to get those pens out. And, you know, it's always worth revisiting just in case this got buried under all the other lists that were given. And we're talking about the best foods to eat for a clear and sharp mind. Now, I know we've gone over this before, but again, you know, we could always use this list again, just in case you forgot, or maybe that was a day, you know, your pen wasn't working, your dog ate your homework. So God is giving you another opportunity to get this right, okay? So again, you want to put this under the caption of the best food to eat for a clear and sharp mind. Ready? Leafy green vegetables. That's right. See, you remembered. You remembered spinach, kale, arugula, parsley, romaine lettuce. Yes. Those things are filled with vitamin K, nitrate, folate, beta carotene, all that good stuff that helps to improve your brain health. Okay? It's definitely on the list to fight Alzheimer's and dementia. And they say pull out that leafy green vegetable. Okay? They say consuming at least 2.5 cups of vegetables per day. And that one of those cups come from leafy greens. So at the end of the day, 1 cup of leafy green vegetable will help you fight Alzheimer's and dementia. Now remember, 2.5 cups of vegetables we need per day, at least that much, because remember I told you about my diverticulitis issue. Yeah, you know, you don't get that till pretty much you're over 40. Well, you know, the new jack children, it is kind of sneaking up on everybody. You know, who's not eating properly before they're 40. So you want to make sure that you get that vegetable and fruit intake seriously, on a serious note. You don't want this issue. Okay? So again, leafy green vegetables, spinach, kale, arugula. That's A-R-U-G-U-L-A. It's all right. It's all right. You don't need help with spelling every now and then. Parsley, romaine lettuce. You want to get that in your system at least 1 cup a day of leafy greens and 2.5 cups of vegetables per day. Okay, remember, we're going for the best foods to eat. Best foods to eat for a clear and sharp mind. Okay, fatty fish. See, I knew you would remember this. It's all coming back to you now, right? Right. Fatty fish. That's salmon, albacore tuna. Those are the great fish to eat. And they contain omega-3 fatty acids. So you want to make sure you get that in your system. And they say that omega-3 rich fish have also been linked to lower blood levels, okay, of beta amyloid, which is the protein that forms damaging clumps in the brains of people with Alzheimer's. All right, let's go over that again, okay? Omega-3 rich fish have been linked to lower blood levels of beta amyloid, which is the protein that forms damaging clumps in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease, okay? They say when choosing your fish varieties, go for the one with the lowest levels of mercury, salmon, light tuna, cod, pollock. Those are the great ones to go reach for. Again, salmon, light tuna, cod, and pollock. Okay? Make sure we get that fatty fish in our system. All right, next one on the list, walnuts. Yeah, see, I know we've been over this list, just probably under another caption. Walnuts, okay, they say so many nuts are good for your health, but walnuts are rich in an omega-3 fatty compound. Okay, remember, we just got finished talking about that fatty fish. So we want to get those omega-3 fatty acids in our system because they're linked to lowering our blood pressure, and cleaner arteries that help the heart and help the brain. So get those walnuts in your system. And yes, they're dry. But actually, you know what? If you're drinking your water, if you're drinking your green tea and you kind of chill that green tea, it partners well with your walnuts. Yes, I eat a lot of walnuts. I love walnuts. And they're not as expensive as they used to be. I mean, everything has taken an increase, but they're not as expensive as they used to be. If you go to Walmart and get the great value bag and brand. The one good thing about Walmart when it comes to walnuts is they have them in 8-ounce bags, I think 12-ounce bags, 16-ounce bags, the big 24-ounce bags, and it's not expensive. Let me tell you something. If Pastor Steph is buying it, you better believe it is not expensive. Okay, and the Great Value brand is definitely a good brand. It's tasty. And remember, you can put walnuts in your salad. Remember, when we talk about that leafy green, put it in your salad. My girl Denise, man, she was the first one I ever saw just make a salad. I'm like, Denise, is this salad or is like, yeah, she was putting cranberries and nuts and this and that. And I was like, what kind of salad is this? But, yeah, after a while, she actually got me to taste it one Sabbath. And I was like, you know, this ain't so bad. So get those walnuts in your system. You can put walnuts in your oatmeal in the morning. Put them in your salad, in that leafy green. You can, you know, just kind of eat them on the side while you're snacking. Use them for your snack. Yeah, remember, it's helping your brain. It's helping your brain. Trust me, you want to eat that. Next, those of you who love your coffee, well, it has its ups and downs, pros and cons, but coffee is on this list. They say if you love having a cup of coffee every morning, you can feel confident that you're giving your brain something it needs, okay? They say they found that increased caffeine consumption resulted in higher mental functioning, okay? So we want to make sure we're not doing soda for that caffeine, somebody who's on this line, put that soda down, but, you know, at least get that coffee, one cup of coffee in every day if you're a coffee drinker. And the best part about it is if you partner it up with all of these other things, you don't have to drink coffee, because you have your other aids. Drink the coffee and the walnuts, okay? All right. Dark berries, okay? Dark berries, blueberries, blackberries, great. They are great. They say for memory retention. So they say they're also great for neurodegenerative diseases. And that's that Alzheimer's and dementia we were just talking about, all right? So get those blackberries, get those blueberries. Come on now, think about it. You got blackberries, blueberries that can go in your leafy greens for your salad along with those walnuts. Think about that oatmeal, okay? That oatmeal that can definitely get those walnuts, those blueberries, those blackberries in your oatmeal in the morning. Okay? Think about it. Partnering. Oatmeal with walnuts, blackberries, and a cup of coffee. Man, look what you did to that brain for the day. Okay? All righty. Dark chocolate. Okay? Dark chocolate. Good for your brain. They say rich in flavonoids. And they say those particular flavonoids may stimulate blood flow and encourage the blood vessel growth in parts of the brain involved in memory and learning. So for those of you who have a hard time remembering and learning things, you might want to pick up that dark chocolate. Okay? So again, today we're talking about, this is going under the caption of best foods to eat to have a clear and sharp mind. We got those leafy green vegetables, spinach, kale, arugula, parsley, romaine, lettuces. We've got that fatty fish, salmon, light tuna, cod, and pollock. We've got those walnuts. That coffee, those dark berries, blueberries and blackberries, and dark chocolate. Okay? Don't say Pastor Steph did not get you together this morning. Okay? All right. So, what are we talking about this morning? Our news. That's some pretty interesting stories. Well, let's talk about this one first. So you have this woman who was pretty sharp. She was thinking, so she must have had her leafy greens, her coffee, her salmon, and all that stuff this morning, this particular morning. That's on the lighter side of this. But they say a New York woman was rescued from a hostage situation when she actually used her brain and was smart. So she was being held against her will, and her, let's see, her accuser, you know, they never want to say that this is the person who did it. Her accuser, who's 26 years old, is being charged. Well, he was arrested. Yes, that's right. I said it right. He was arrested and charged of rape, strangulation, criminal sex act, unlawful imprisonment, menacing, assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and sexual abuse. Now, I mean, he is really behind the eight ball here. Well, he is 26, and he held a young lady, 24 years old, against her will, and clearly was doing a whole lot of other stuff while he was holding her against her will. And she was really smart when she ordered from Grubhub. And when she ordered from Grubhub, she put in the additional instructions, please call the police. He's going to call me when you deliver. Come with the cones. Please don't make it obvious. And that went out to a food truck in the Bronx. And when they got the message, it was written a little incoherently. It's just some like type words that was spelled wrong and things like that. And she, the young lady who got this message, you know, they called the owner. And he told them, forget that message. Get the police over there. You know, whether it's real or whether it's fake, we're not taking any chances. Cancel that cheeseburger order and call the cops. And thank God that they did, you know, because some people have been known to brush this stuff off. And it's good that they did. They sent the cops over there instead of the food, and sure enough, they busted him holding this woman against her will. Now, they don't say how she ended up with him or what he did to hold her hostage or why he chose her, how he chose her. It doesn't say any of that, but they say that not only, you know, is it good that she sent the Grubhub order to this particular truck, because this particular truck is open 24 hours a day, and they have been known for calling Ubers and taxis and things like that for people who come there late and they need to get home. Now, I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. You know, you go to a food truck, and now you need to get home, and they got a call. I don't know if these people are intoxicated, but they have been known to help their patrons, you know, not just selling them food. And, you know, we want to give God thanks for just these small things in life, you know, that food truck that's sitting out there. And they are generally on point with their benevolence. They're generally on point with paying attention to the needs of the community, not just making a dollar. And, you know, just like I said, you know, it's just interesting the things that God is doing that is alerting us that he's there, that he's around, that he's on point. I need you to excuse me for a minute. You know, it really makes you think of how great God is. And he's just, I always say to you, you know, God has to have his people everywhere. And even if you don't know you're God's people, in other words, even if you have not accepted the Lord, you know, as your personal savior, it does not mean he can't use you. So, you know, thank God. Thank God that she was thinking and, you know, she thought to not only send the message out with the order, but she thought to send the message to this particular food truck, because another place may not have acted on it like that. So there's a lot to give God thanks for. There's a lot to give God thanks for. Alrighty, what else are we talking about today? Well, we're talking about being held against your will. So there's this man, Juan Vaquero, and he has a next door neighbor. And the little boy, he and the little boy get to talking. You know, they're buddies. He sees the little boy outside on a regular basis. And he had been, you know, had not seen him. He was out in the backyard and he heard a little voice. He said he's renting a camper from the little boy's grandmother. And while he was out there one day, he said he heard a voice from the shed that's behind the camper. And come to find out, it was the little boy, the lady's grandson. So he says, he starts talking to him, and he says, I can't walk. I can walk, but I can't move my hands and touch. And he asks the little boy, you said she tied up your hands? And he said, yes. And he asks him, why are your hands tied? He says, because she didn't want me grabbing things anymore. And this is a little six-year-old. Now, grabbing things meant what? You know, whether, you know, you didn't want them touching, you know, your cookies when they came out the oven, or, you know, you didn't want him stealing, or you didn't want him, you know, touching your little figurines. We really don't know what we're talking about here. But I'm giving you this dialogue for a reason. So the man asked the little boy if he had eaten. He said he had not eaten since the morning, and at this time it's about 10 o'clock at night. Okay? And he said he would go get him some food. He says, I'm going to go get you a sandwich and Jell-O. And the little boy says, listen, I can't do that because she has my hands tied behind my back. I can't open the Jell-O. So she tied my hands behind my back like the police do. That's what he told the man. But with a rope. So he says, she lets me out in the morning. I'll take a bath. And then we'll see each other outside. So that's why I started this story off. That he sees this little boy in the backyard. And that's how this little boy's day goes. He has no idea. Then when he's talking to this kid, that this is what's actually going on. That at night, he's in the shed. Or there have been nights that he spent in the shed. So the man calls 911, and the cops come out. And, you know, he tells him, you know, don't worry about it. Well, the Child Protective Services come out. along with the cops. She's got all the other children she has in the house. He's in the shed in the backyard. And they end up arresting her and her boyfriend. You know, I don't understand these people. You know, they always say two peas in a pod. You always meet your match. You always meet your match. Because here you are, you with this woman, and she's tying up the kids, putting them in the shed, and you know this is going on because two of the kids are still in the house. So this other one, you know what she's doing. I don't even know if you suggested it. I can't put that on you. But they say that when they went inside, there were rats and insects inside of the shed. He was not only in the shed, but he was in a bin in the shed. Well, thank God that the neighbor paid attention enough that he even heard the little boy back there, and he decided to call. Thank God. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe y'all can help me with this rationale that people's got with doing all these things to others. Well, the last story of the morning right now, they've got an $8 million home that was on Snapchat, Instagram, and other social media platforms where the teens and or young adults broke into this house and had a party, good time. They call it an open house party. And they're saying that in Florida, an open house party is against the law. And when you break into a home and have an open house party, it's called burglary. And they said that the sheriff's office received a noise complaint, and they from the security company, and by the time they got there, the party had, you know, broken up. But they see on Snapchat, Instagram, and other social media that there was a huge party going on. They say including where some who were attending the party, they turned the foyer into a boxing ring. They say this home is listed on Zillow for $8 million. It's 5 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, covering 6,442 square feet, and they had a party all over the house. And the people, the owners were away, so they had no idea that this was going on. They said that they damaged the place, they stole items, they were trying on clothes from the homeowner's closet, and they said they just went buck wild. And they're really after these kids. They said, and they're even going to subpoena Snapchat and Instagram for those who posted it, because that was out exactly who was there. Because even if you did not, you know, you weren't the one sponsoring the party per se, if they can see who posted, then they can get to who gave the party. So they even pass out flyers. And they said, if you want to think that kids will just be kids and that's your way of thinking about it, they say think about you leaving your home, going on vacation, and coming back to find your home burglarized, partied in, all kinds of stuff. How would you feel? And I actually like that. that way of thinking. You know, posing it like that. Because people have a tendency to say, you know, well, you know, it's young people and that's what they do. No, I'm sorry. Because, see, my home ain't nowhere near $8 million. If I lived in a hut, I don't want you trampling all over it. No, we're not doing that. And we're definitely not brushing it off. So you can, you know, wrap that one up. So, you know, think about it. Now, we're coming back to, I want you to send in your worst movie of all time, you know. I want to hear from you. And we're going to come back to that because I'm going to run that list down and do some highlights off that list and see what you got to say. So let's talk to our due time crew. Let's say good morning to our Pastor Charlene. Good morning, Pastor Charlene.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you today, my love?
I am well, thank you. I am well. How are you over there?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Let's talk about this lady on her game. You know, we don't know how long she was being held, but there was some stuff going on because this guy is being charged with, let's run this down here, rape, strangulation, sexual criminal act, unlawful imprisonment, menacing, assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and sexual abuse. So he was quite busy while he was holding her, unfortunately. And thank God for her Grubhub, you know, order where she put in those additional instructions that, you know, please call the cops. I'm being held. He's going to call me when the food is delivered. And make sure you don't make it obvious, but just call the cops. You know, what's your thought?
I thought that was real smart of her to think that. Amen, that, you know, he could have did more than that. And for him to allow her to order, I thought that was really dumb of him as a criminal. So he deserved what he get. And, yes, he did a lot of things to her. That's all we probably just know. Who knows what else that, you know, didn't come out, you know, for he's very crazy.
Yeah. He is definitely over the top. Like I said, we don't know how long, you know, he had been holding her. And thank you to his not thinking, you know, he let her order food. And we've talked about this before, you know, they have 911 or have, you know, the operators have been alerted to, you know, if people are ordering a pizza, you know, in a certain way, they, you know, that's like a flag that something is wrong, that there's some abuse going on, you know. So, you know, thank God for opening up, you know, many different doors to, you know, getting us rescued, you know, in different ways. So, you know.
Absolutely.
Thank God he wasn't.
And you know what else? I was just going to say, and like you said, you know, thank God that the person who took the order was aware, you know, and was able to, because a lot of times people don't read all of that. They just keep on going, like you said, don't pay attention. It ain't my business, you know. So we thank God that, you know, the Lord had somebody right there to be able to help her get free. So we thank God for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got this other grandma who's holding the little 4-year-old in the shed in a bin with his hands tied behind his back. He hadn't eaten since breakfast, and here it is 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, now, you know, thank God for the next door neighbor or the tenant who's renting the camper. and, you know, got talking with the little boy and now calls the cops to get them out to him. You know, I tell you, you know, what's going on with grandma? So we, Pastor Charlotte, we talked about, what do you call this, the mom's breaking down, the breakdown of the mom. Well, now we got breakdown of grandma, too.
Yep. Grandma's is just as crazy as the children. What's so sad is that you would think that the grandma had a little more sense. But then we don't know the background, you know, because you stated about her boyfriend. Grandma got a boyfriend, can y'all? Grandma got a boyfriend. How about that? But we don't know how old she is. And my thought was that you said she had other children that was in the house and only one she was punishing, right? Am I right?
Yes. That's absolutely right.
Okay, so now we don't know if grandma had the boyfriend to help her or the boyfriend who, you know, who brought it to the table that this is what we're going to do with the children. Well, she needs to go under the jail. But before she goes to jail, when they do these things to these children, they should do it to them. Put her, tie her up in the dark. Let the rats and all of that be eating on her and not allow her to come out and see how it feels with her. See, that control, that mindset, and that's the problem. But I thank the Lord that the man, the tenant, he was able to hear him. Once again, sometimes people might say, I'm going to mind my business. They don't want to get, you know, involved. But we thank the Lord for him as well of wanting to get involved and to be able to help, you know, the little boy. It's crazy. This world is just really upside down right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Pastor Charlene, you go on vacation and you come home and this is your $8 million baby. And you come home to find your home ransacked. You got stuff missing. You have clothes in your closet that's been worn. You've got your front room used as a boxing ring. Man, and they're gone. They're gone. You don't know who did it. You don't know how they got in. You don't know how long they were partying for. All you know is you see the evidence that they were there. What do you think?
Well, after I finish screaming and hollering, I guess I'll be falling out. And, you know, because my first thought when you were saying it, was it one of the children that live in the same block I'm in or gated or whatever they living in that's been watching, knowing how long one of the mothers, you know, might not be friends, but, you know, somebody they told where they thought that they weren't and they told their little friends so they knew when they was going, they knew when they was coming back. But the crazy part of it all is this Facebook, they keep putting this stuff on there. And you said he passed out flyers. Come on.
Yep.
That's somebody that had to be a little close that knew your business because you took a chance.
Yep.
Right? So that's
absolutely
somebody's child. Somebody's child that knew them some kind of way. And where we do, we and we start talking and, oh, girl, I'm going away, just like they do on Facebook. They tell people, you know, we're traveling. Now we down 95 and we just stopped off here, you know. But somewhere along the line, for you to be able to do that, you knew how long they were going to be.
Right.
On that
right.
Vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You knew they had clearance. You knew they had clearance. Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, Pastor Charlene, this morning. We're coming back to get that worst movie of all time for you. And let's say good morning to our Pastor KL. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you. I'm well. How are you doing?
Well, I figure since it was therapeutic Thursday, did I give you my therapeutic voice?
Is that why you're so mellow? Oh, my
goodness. Soft and warm, the quiet star.
Oh, we got this lady, you know, she's being held and all this kind of activity going on while she's being held against her will. And, you know, she sends this message in the additional instructions. And it's funny because, you know, when we're in here ordering, we end up shying away, you know, from the restaurants because, you know, they don't have additional instruction abilities. But thank God she was smart to choose a truck to send this this message to. And it helped to save her life.
Yeah, that was brilliant. I mean, that was really, really great. And then it just goes to show, you know, we always talk about stupid criminals. The guy got sloppy and he got comfortable. I guess I don't know how long the duration was that he was doing this, but to allow her to order, you got too comfortable. And you really, really thought that she was that scared that she wouldn't try to escape you. You know, so I think he got sloppy. You know, and thank God he got sloppy.
Right, right, right. Thank God he let his guard down.
Right.
That gave her the option that she needed.
That's
thank
right.
God. Well, Grandma got a boyfriend, Pastor KL. And her and boyfriend decide that they're going to lock the little six-year-old up, keep the other two in the house. And they've got him tied. He says the hands are tied behind his back like the cops do on TV, but only with a rope. And, you know, because she does not want him touching things. Now, is this what we're doing when we don't want people touching things?
Well, you know, I got grandchildren, and I don't want them touching things either, but I'm not tying them up and putting them in no bond. First of all, Grandma 30 years old. Grandma ain't no grandma. She's 30. You know what I mean? And she's still trying to get her groove because she got a boyfriend. You know, she done scared the mess out of all the other children, the children that's in the house. So they're not doing nothing wrong. He's the one that just keep on. He's a defiant child. You know, we all have one of those grandchildren who's defiant and curious. So this is what she does. I think that's totally ridiculous. And you know, again, thank God for the neighbor who's nosy. Let's call it what it is. You know, we all have that nosy neighbor that's going to look at everything that's going on at your house. Thank God for those. You know, sometimes you need a couple of nosy neighbors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's I don't know. Grandma don't look like she's 30, but Grandma, she ain't all that old. She's not all that old. You know, she just looked like she didn't age a little bit, but she's not all that old. And, you know how some of us get to looking when we didn't went down, you know, a couple of decades of our life. But she's definitely not that old. And I find it interesting that they did not give us her age because they definitely know it. But, like you said, you know, this is something now that this is of your concern. You know, you're getting your boyfriend on, and you know, unfortunately, this is what we're doing here. I don't know, Pastor Kale. I don't know. This is crazy. Last but not least, you know, you have a home, and you go away for vacation. And come back only to find your home has been ransacked. People have been in your closet. They been trying on your best shoes, you know, your fur coat. You know, they been used your front room for a boxing ring. Pastor Charlotte says she didn't scream. What do you do?
Well, I'd be like the three little bears, you know, who been sleeping in my bed? You know, and then you said, I think at the top of the story that they called it something. What was it that they called it?
They called it an open house party.
Now, you know what? You know, back in my former life, you know, if I wanted to go steal a TV or something like that, I could have called that an open house party myself. You know, but I never went in nobody's house and called it an open house. You know, I opened the door, I opened the window, but, I mean, that's just – and then you stay there. You know, you have a huge party. You know, like Pastor Charlotte said, you're giving out flyers. This is somebody real close that knows all your business. And then you brave enough because you are the person you are, and you put it on social media. Like we've had the time of our life in our own house. You're in somebody else's house.
Right.
You know, to me, that's a lot of as we would say in the old days, that's a lot of balls, you know, to be able to do something like that. Just to, now I'm smearing it in your face to let you know this is what I did. And I enjoyed myself.
Yep, that's exactly how it went down. Exactly how it went down. You are now bragging about what you did.
Right.
And they keep forgetting.
By some criminal mischief.
Mm. Yep. They keep forgetting that there's always a way I can be found out. And they're just as dumb as the day is long.
Right.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We're coming back to find out what you thought the worst movie of ever that you've ever seen. We're coming back. But before we talk about that, we're going to go say hi to Brother Al. Good morning, Brother Al.
Hey, good morning. Trying to get somewhere quiet. Kids riled up, school's almost on. But good morning. How you doing?
Well, thank you. How are you over there, Brother Al?
Hey, I'm doing good. School's almost out, so I'm doing even better.
I bet. All right, Brother Al. You know, we've got this woman over who calls this Bronx truck, who sends this Grubhub order to the Bronx truck, food truck, and she adds in the additional instructions, call the cops. He's holding me. You know, and thank God that they pay attention to the additional instructions and they call the cops only to really, really rescue her. She was under some real situation here. You know, you get this kind of note. And a lot of times people are brushing it off because they think that it's a joke. You know, what do you think about when you think of this story?
Okay, I got some of the story. So, but to, you know, to put that in the note and they paid attention was a good thing. Because like you said, sometimes people read that and think it's a joke or somebody trying to be funny. So it was a good thing that they took it serious.
Absolutely. Because they have had occurrences where this has happened. So, you know, I always say, you know, you got to give God thanks for every little thing that happens. And he was smart. She was smart. Okay, Brother Al, you got a camper. You're renting your camper. And the little boy is in the shed with his hands tied behind his back. You want to get him some Jell-O and a sandwich, but he can't eat it because his hands are tied behind his back. Like the, you know, cops do on TV, but with a rope instead. And grandma don't want him touching stuff. Is this what we do to our grandchildren now?
Wow, that's crazy. And I'm quite sure that ain't the first time she did that. It, you know, now we need to tie grandma up and let Big Martha feed her some Jell-O. And like Pastor Carol said, grandma probably was about 26, 27. You know, so you don't want to touch yourself. Cause, you know, us as grandparents, older grandparents, you know, we the got kids. You know, we tell them to stop, but we like, hey, they cute going and playing. Like, don't touch that, but you can go over here. We don't tie them up. You know, you didn't hog-tie the young man or young lady. And they, you know, that scar that child for life, too. See, they don't think about that. You scarring that child. You know, so, yeah, she, oh, my, she needs to be put in jail. You know, I love the kids. He, He needs to be put in prison for that.
Absolutely. Well, they were arrested. They not only arrested Grandma, but they arrested Grandma's boyfriend as well. So everybody going to jail. All right. Brother Al, you always talk about you got two homes, and you go away on vacation, and you come back, and then they went through your house, and they've got it on Facebook. They've got it on Instagram. They've got it here. They've got it there. When you come home and you see your house look like this, what's the first thing that goes through your mind?
Man, the first thing goes, oh, shoot, I've been robbed. There you go. One of the things, I've been robbed, and how did they get in? You know, that's my mindset going, like, how did they get in? You know I locked the doors, and I did this, so I'm checking to see did they break a window, did they kick down a door? Like, how the heck did they get in? So that's what my mindset going. Then from there, I'm mad. You know, now the old me, the former Al, was being on the hunt. Oh, and y'all want to put it on Instagram. Y'all want to play like that? Okay, let's play rough. But the Christian me gonna call the cops. Okay, the evidence is right there. Let me show the cops. I want to press. You want to press charges, Brother Al? I want to press every charge you can come up with.
All right, you're gonna invent some stuff. Oh my goodness gracious! Well, Brother Al, we coming back to find out what you thought was the worst movie you've ever seen in your life. And so think about it. And until then, you know, we're going to talk to Shantice and say good morning and find out what her thoughts are this morning. Good morning, Shantice.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad to hear that you're well. Thank you. We got some stories. Kept it kind of light this morning. You know, you're a server. You know, we've been down that road before with, you know, the lady kind of seeing something wrong. But let's talk about the fact that this truck has been known for their benevolence and their concern of their patrons. And, you know, people come and order food. They're open 24 hours a day. And, you know, they help their people by calling Ubers and taxis and stuff and getting them home. You know, thank God for God putting it everywhere.
Yeah, they need one of those over here. That was really not only smart of her and not only slow. My thought was, well, was he hungry and he asked her to order him some food, but that she was able to, you know, put that note and, you know, thank God that the employee saw it. Not only that he saw it, but thank God that his boss was awake, because my thought also was, okay, so you read that and then called your boss. What if your boss was asleep? Would you have called the cops? But just thanking God that everyone played their part. Everyone played their part, and she was able to get out of that. Into that situation. So thank God for him being slow and or being hungry. So she was able to, you know, get about that situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we've got the bin. Now, we know about bins up in this house. We are bin. Man. We have bin bonanza. And think about in the shed. We know about sheds up in this house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about in the shed, in a bin with rats and insects. You have not fed this kid since this morning. It's now 10 o'clock at night. And had it not been for the neighbor, would he have gone overnight and not had anything to eat?
Yeah, he would have, because you're not going to say it's 10 o'clock. Oh, wait, it's 10:59. Let me feed him. No, he would have spent the night out there. And I know what it is to want to tie some kids up and put them in and put them in the corner just so they won't touch anything. I ain't even thinking about taking them, you know, talking about taking them out the house. I'll be all right with tying you up and putting you in the corner where I can see you. That's just it ain't because you didn't want him to touch nothing. You didn't want to, for whatever reason, you didn't want that little boy around you. And you just got real nasty. And that is just horrible. And then how you living with rats and roaches in your shed? That means that's in your house. You know, that's horrible. That's horrible. And he's 6, so he's already got some mental trauma because of you, because you're mentally challenged. That's horrible.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we have to pray for them today. You help to execute that you cannot walk across the floor with any shoes on your feet.
Amen.
You come
Amen.
Home. You come home, and you find your home ransacked. You go in your closet, and you see that they have put your clothes on. They didn't have a boxing ring in the foyer. What do you say when you open up that door and find all of this out?
Well, after I pass out and then wake up, now it's time to investigate. And it's like, because I mean, I'm pretty sure there's no way I could have a home worth that much that I don't have cameras, hidden cameras in there. There's no way. There's no way. Because even if, you know, you're not going to have a home like that in the hood. So the other homes around you, if they're not worth that much, it's somewhere around, you know, that area. So I would, you know, still have hidden cameras in there. I could not imagine you having a home like that and then you leaving your home for more than 3 hours and you don't have cameras in there. I think that's just careless. You know, and we ain't even talking about because of something like this. We're talking about someone just came and just straight up robbed me. You know, but yeah, it would really be my life's mission to investigate. I am now a part of the police force. I've given myself a badge, and we are getting ready to find out who just had house party 6 up in my house. And I cannot sleep until something happens to these people. That is just like, and then see, this is how you know, first, like it was said, you got flyers. So already that can be traced somehow. And then, of course, because everyone just has to document everything, it's now on Facebook. They ain't gonna, or whatever, social media. It ain't going to take long to find that out. It's not going to take long.
No.
Because people are just slow.
Yeah. They seem to forget everything is traceable these days. Everything
right.
has a carbon footprint. You know, I don't know if any of you have heard that term before or how many of you have heard that term before, but they call it a carbon footprint. That means that everything you do can be traced. Everything you do can be traced. So, I don't know. After you and Pastor Charlene wake up from passing out, be nice and this gonna be a journey. This gonna be a journey. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I came across this list last, and thank you. The 30 worst movies of all time. Pastor Charlene, what movie has got to be on this list for you?
Ghostbusters, the one with the Pillsbury Doughboy. That was the dumbest movie ever. I liked the first one. I thought that was funny, but as they keep doing these sequels, that was the dumbest one of them all.
Okay. Pastor KL, top 30 worst movies of all time. If I could think of one movie, this one has got to be on that list. What is it?
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
What?
The stupidest, ghettoest movie there was.
Oh, man.
That was stupid. Fish tank shoes and oh my god, that was the worst. Y'all never saw that movie? I'm gonna get you, sucker.
You know you was Junebug. I was raised on that movie. You know you was Junebug.
That was a movie.
Right.
Well, Pastor Kale, you definitely have those two who are not in agreement with you. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, Brother Al, I cannot believe they wasted their money making this movie. What was it?
Oh, my God. And it's funny because I know Sister Tamika is listening in and she's going to crack up laughing. I've got so angry. I got my popcorn together. You know, I got my movie thing together because I don't do movies that much. And I sat down. They had this movie. I don't think it was out. It came on cable or something. And the movie was called Barabbas. And what happened was, you know, we always hear the story about Barabbas and Jesus. I love watching my Christian movies. I love them because I learn so much and I love them. And this goes to show you that when you watch these movies, you also got to do a reading to make sure you tell the truth. So I'm like, okay, they're doing a story of Barabbas. Nobody never talked about that. I got my popcorn packed and stuff. I got my water. I got the table. Everything squared out. I put that movie on. I'm like, what the heck? What's going on here? It was so crazy and boring. I was sleeping and nodding off. You know, I was nodding so hard I almost hurt the couch over. I nod, you know how you nod hard and you jerk your neck and woke, I almost broke my neck. I'm like, oh, my God. No, I got to turn it. I got to turn it. I'm telling you, I promise you, if you ever see it, do not watch it. It's going to make you mad. I'm like, aren't you serious? I couldn't enjoy my popcorn. I'm nodding off. I almost turned the chair over, nodding so hard. I said, oh, no. I got to turn. I was so mad behind that. I love my Christmas movie. I was so angry. I'm like, oh, my God. No, y'all didn't. I could have told the story better than that.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Shanti. Movie buff. You know, people always talk about us and say they can't believe we know all the credits behind the movie and everything.
You the know song like that plays during the credits. You know, the
that's right.
That
and we know it all. What is the movie that you could have went and shot somebody over? Why did you do this movie?
Well, first, I just want to say that some relationships are now pending due to some of these titles that I was given. I want to read what the listener sent in first. Dragon Ball Evolution.
What is that?
You never heard of like Dragon Ball Z? You never heard like Dragon Ball Z? I'm not a Dragon Ball fan. I can't stand them anime movies. Like an anime movie, I think.
Oh, okay.
Like those anime.
Oh, I've heard of Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's that. Then I got this one here. I don't know, Pastor Steph. I think we may have to talk about me and this person's friendship during Saturday. They sent in Nutty Professor.
What?
Yes. Hold on. That's not it.
Somebody been drinking.
Exactly. They sent in Nutty Professor. They sent in Scary Movie.
Wow.
I'm really. And then you won't be happy about this one, Pastor Steph. You won't be happy that they put this on the list. But this here is one of my favorites. Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Oh, yes. I hate that movie. Pastor KL, I hate that movie as much as you hate.
No.
I'm going to get you, sucker. I can't stand that stupid movie. I hate Don't Be a Minister while drinking the juice in the hood. I can't stand that stupid movie. 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 I can't stand that stupid movie.
That's all right, we're going to tie you up and put you in a bed on your birthday and make you watch that movie.
I can't stand that stupid movie. I can't stand that movie. I can't stand that stupid movie. I can't stand that movie. I can't stand that stupid movie.
That movie is hilarious. Wait, I'm sorry. But before I give mine, another listener just sent one in, a movie called Stay High. I never heard of that movie.
What is that? I never heard of that either.
I don't know. But they just sent it in. The movie that had me question my life after I watched it was... It did. It had me questioning my life. I ain't had nothing to do with the movie. And we should have been questioning... From then, we should have known that one of the executive producers was going to go down after this, which she did. That Aaliyah biopic was the worst movie I have ever... I really felt like I just literally wasted 2 hours of my life. Like, I could have been sinning. Like, I would rather going back to backsliding and doing something than to sit and watch that movie. Everything about that movie was trash. It was like I could have gotten my 7-year-old niece to come up, and she don't even know Aaliyah like that. But it was horrible, and Wendy Williams was one of the executive producers, and we should have known from then that it was going to be downhill or from there. It was complete garbage.
Oh, yeah, that's the movie where they cast it and nobody looked the way the people looked.
Nobody looked. Damon Dash was tall and skinny. Missy Elliott was skinny. It was just like how R. Kelly was burnt. I was just like, who casted it? Was hard. Oh my gosh. I think they could have given that to a school and the school would have done better doing like a stage play. Then it was complete garbage. I think that was the worst movie of I've ever sat. And I really have to question the choices I made in life after I sat and watched that. It was horrible. It was horrible. And now they have the nerve to be streaming that on something. I forgot. I don't remember if it's Tubi. I was surfing through one of the streaming sites the other night, and that came up, and I just got my whole attitude changed. I was like, why is this streaming? Like, they need to rip that.
Wow. All righty. So we got 30 worst movies of all time on the list. I can't find the list now, but I should have written down the number 30 movie. But can I tell you something? I ain't even heard of the number 30 movie. But number 29, and I need you all to respond, okay? I need you all to respond. Number 29, A Low Down Dirty Shame.
What?
What?
Yes. I was like, no, you did not put A Low Down Dirty Shame on this one. Oh, hey, my buddy. Goodness. Oh, my God. Pastor Charlene, A Low Down Dirty
Shame. I like that
shame.
Movie.
That's on this. What about you?
I like that movie.
It was A Low Down Dirty Shame that they made it.
Oh.
What do
Brother
you want
Al?
Brand from the movie?
Brother Al, A Low Down Dirty Shame, should that be on there?
I actually kind of like that. I kind of liked it, so I don't think it should have been on there.
Okay.
Kind of liked it.
All right. Okay, number 20, Cabin Fever. Cabin Fever.
I can see them putting that one on there.
All righty.
That's the
all
movie
right.
you
now
want to see drinking.
Yeah, that was a movie about the college kids going off to and some virus was in the water. Yeah, that was crazy. I could see that.
You
got
to be tipsy in order to watch that, Pastor Charlene. So you're not about that life no more. So you're not gonna watch it.
Oh, oh, okay. Oh goodness. Number 18.
Yes, she is.
Number 18. Three strikes. Yes! Yes! Yes.
Oh, I hated that movie. That movie was horrible.
Yes.
I didn't see that one.
No, don't. With Brian Hook. Oh, he is the stupidest.
Yeah.
Stupidest. Yes. Pastor Charlotte.
I don't know that one either. No.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right.
Don't get to know
it. I know Pastor KL probably don't know what that one is. Number
he
three.
He probably like that one. You probably like that one. You like that one, Pastor KL?
Nah, I saw two strikes, but I didn't see three strikes.
All right. Number 16. Y'all ready for this one? Problem Child.
What? Grandma would go crazy. She loved that movie.
Problem Child. Pastor Charlotte. Problem Child.
I don't know that one either.
No, you got to watch that one.
I like that one.
You know what's funny? I've never seen that. I've never seen it, but I've always heard it in the background. And whenever somebody's watching it, and they always hear them laughing. But I've never sat and watched this movie in all these years, but I always hear the background feedback. Oh, my goodness. Brother Al, Problem Child?
I thought it was okay because the movie made me mad because the boy was so bad. He was so bad, I went in the room and got my belt. I sat down my belt and watched the movie. I went and got my belt and sat down and watched the movie. I had my belt, I had my bat, I had my stick with the nail in it. Somebody let me get to this kid. I didn't think it was that bad, though.
Okay. Number four. Gotti. Nah, I think that's the John Travolta. John Travolta played Gotti. That was okay.
That was okay.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that one.
Okay, so we got two. What about you, Brother Al? We're good?
No, I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was decent.
Okay. All right. Well, Pastor Kale is quiet in the back. He's like, Tamika, they ain't really seen a whole lot of movies. All right. Number three, and I can believe this with all my heart, 1,000 Words. I could believe it.
Oh.
I don't think there was
1,000 words in the script.
A 1,000 words. Pastor Charlotte, did you see 1,000 words?
No.
Yeah, you didn't miss nothing.
I probably didn't even see it.
No. I didn't even see it, and you could just tell from the cover that it was going to be stupid. You could just tell from the cover. I was like, just the way Eddie Murphy looked with that hat on, I was like, I ain't even bothering. My popcorn is worth a little too much for this 1,000 words. No, that was church. That was the church one. The 1,000 words was him and some white. The box was dumb. Brother Al, 1,000 words? Did you see it?
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, okay. Who heard of Ballistic, X, and Sever? Who saw that one?
Ballistic and what?
Ballistic, X, and Sever.
No. It sounds
bad. No, I ain't seen that one either. It sounds bad.
No.
And that's probably why it was number one. That was the top movie, the worst movie of all time. So today I kept it kind of light. Go ahead, Chauncey.
Oh, Pastor Seth, I'm sorry. Listeners just sent in two more. They sent in the remake of The Exorcist.
Oh, my goodness. Who's watching that?
Why are we...
That must have been a former life.
Why are we remaking The Exorcist? Okay. And then we got Pootie Tang.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the one I was trying to remember. That was the worst ever.
Wait, is that the one with Chris? No, that was CB4. Pootie Tang,
yeah,
who was that with?
Isn't Pootie Tang with, wasn't he in Pootie Tang too?
I think he was. I think he was in it too. Yeah, I think he was in that one too. That was horrible. Yeah, he was. He was in there. He was in it.
Yeah, because it was like a sketch movie.
That was another one. Based on the box, I'm like, no. Just based on the picture on the box. And now that we're not CB4, it had to be. With the chain and the gold teeth on the box, it was enough.
I like booty calls.
Yeah.
Right? I like booty calls.
Yes. I like booty call. I thought it was funny.
That's the Charlotte. That's the Charlotte. You're getting flashbacks now, baby. You're getting flashbacks.
That's right. Listen, I'm so mad. Oh, you talking about the one that you didn't like. I'm still right there.
Right.
But hey, wait a minute.
You can take the window or the stairs, Pastor K.O.
Right now, stairs, please.
Hey, listen, sometimes you can tell the movie is bad. You can tell the movie is bad by the title. You know, I like my little horror flicks, and there was one. Now, listen to the title. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So the name already tells you. The name already tells you. Don't watch this movie. I don't know what they were thinking about. They had nothing else to do, so they said, let's bring some clowns from outer space and make them kill
them.
Oh my God.
Killer clowns from outer space. That's the way I feel about when I look at the cover. If I look at the cover, the cover's just whack. I'm like, no, we will pass. I'm going to pass because this is just dumb.
Hey, I got another one that I hated that y'all probably going to love. The Photograph.
What?
That was the slowest movie in my life. It was like watching.
I didn't even take the time to watch that one.
Was that with Omari Hardwick?
No, that's with Issa Rae and the other guy who played on Get Out.
It was an hour and a half in when I realized what the story was about.
I
went to the movie theater to see it. Lord Jesus.
What? Wait, what was it about? A picture?
Pastor K.O.? A photograph. It was about a picture. Of her father. My wife loved it. She thought that was the wonderful, wonderful movie. I said,
what?
This right here. I wasted money on popcorn and drinks and all type of stuff. That was expensive.
Oh, my goodness gracious. No.
Wait, can I give you one more? Can I give you one more, Pastor Steph?
Go ahead.
The Preacher's Wife. I couldn't.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible. That was horrible.
I don't want to marry. That was almost like church, the movie, Pastor.
Right.
We were 15 popcorn kernels away from that being church, the movie. That movie was horrible. Oh my gosh. It was horrible.
You know, I've never
that
seen
movie,
it. I never saw
that
it,
movie said,
No, that movie said don't marry any clergyman, Chanti. Like, no. No clergyman.
Wow.
No, wow. Yeah,
I like the
horrible.
Church. I like the
you
church.
You like what? You like what?
Yes, I like the movie.
I want
what
the
movie?
Your movie. Church.
So wait.
Church.
Church.
Wait. Yes. Wait, who starred in it? Who starred in it?
Oh, see, I like y'all. Know the name, know the storyline.
Okay, wait. Was Eddie?
Hold on. Are you after that? Pastor Charlene, if it's the movie that I think you talking about the movie that I think you might be talking about, you will never be a Dutons crew member ever again.
You gonna put me out and you ain't gonna put me out? Oh, what?
Yes.
The one with Beyonce is in it? Wait, I'm gonna tell you who in it that I do know.
Who?
Beyonce. She the singer.
Oh, no, that's Fighting Temptation. Fighting Temptation.
Oh, I thought that was the same. Oh, I had the wrong name.
Wrong move. She was strong. She was strong and wrong. Strong and wrong.
Right. Pastor Charlene, you almost got put
you
out
almost
for
made
nothing.
Me scared. Yeah, you got me scared. You got me scared.
Oh,
but
no,
I know I'm
going to
get you sucker.
No, wait, let's go back a minute because I want to make sure I understand this properly. We were talking about Pootie Tang. And Pastor Charlene said, Booty call. I can't even breathe. I can't even breathe.
Pastor
Steph hated
booty call.
Wait. Pastor Sharma said booty call.
Yes, I'm in the way to do. Booty call.
Chanti, get ready to take your mama to the hospital. She can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I'm going to make her watch Don't Be a Menace when we hang up.
Bring her back. Watch better make her watch them show.
Wait. Hold on. Booty call was the stupidest. I told Chanti, if you ever,
Leave my movie alone.
This movie better not ever play on the TV that I own. The Preacher's Kid.
Leave my movie alone.
If you ever play that movie on my TV, I'm turning off the whole con editing. I'm just turning it all
leave
on.
Leave my movie.
Did anybody see the Preacher's Kid?
Well, LaToya Luckett, let me shout.
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that one.
And Tank. Go watch it. It's good.
Oh. You know what? It's not good. A bad movie. Her and Mariah won't stop watching it. And
in
like,
my defense, excuse me, real quick, disclaimer. From Sunset Friday to Sunset Saturday is Sabbath. Unfortunately, we are not blessed with a wide variety of things to watch, considering a lot of these movies be whack. So sometimes we be having to recycle movies, which is one of the reasons why we can't watch them.
No. No, it
Listen,
is not. That
I
is
can't
not
watch Ten Commandments. If I watch Moses free the Israelites one more time, I think I'm gonna need my name to be in the Bible. Okay, so I can't watch Prince of Egypt anymore. Okay, so I had to find something else to watch that I could watch all the time. We'll have a variety.
No, I got a question for Pastor KL. Pastor KL, are you there? Did we lose Pastor
here.
KL?
I'm here.
Did Pastor Charlene say booty call?
Yes, I said booty call.
I told you she was reflecting on her former life.
Yes.
So you have some more. You have some more. Okay. You have Jingle All the Way.
Oh, that's with Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You have Jack and Jill.
Okay, I can believe that. I know two of these movies.
You have Batman and Robin.
Oh, really? Worst movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You have Super Mario Brothers.
Okay, I can believe that.
You have Ishtar. I've never heard of that one.
Just
you
the
have
names
Trolls
here.
One. Oh, my bad. You have Trolls 1 and 2.
So wait. Who watched number 2 when number 1 was bad?
I know, that's because if 1 was whack, then 2 is life-taking. 2 is life-taking. 2 is flick your wrist. I don't know what my niece wouldn't be too happy about that Trolls 1 being on there. And I don't know if this last one is a movie or not, but I'm going to leave that one alone. But, yeah, that we just got that listing.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. I'm still stuck on Booty Call from Pootie Tang.
I still feel some type of way about I'm going to get you sucker.
Wow.
I'm going to need some counseling after that.
Well, clearly, Pastor Sharp,
we need to
bring it up.
We need to do the scary movies, too. There was one called Leprechaun in the Hood.
That was hilarious.
Leprechaun in the Hood.
Did you?
Oh, my God. You
want to
laugh? Yes,
it's
because I had to see what they did, and I laughed the whole time.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
The whole time I laughed. You saw it, right?
Yes.
Leprechaun in the Hood.
No. Once I saw the title, I was like, nah, I'm leaving that one alone. My popcorn is a little bit, you know, too bad.
No, but
wait on that. No.
The Nightmare on Elm Street remake was garbage as well. She's talking about horror movies. It was garbage. They didn't even have
Robert.
Yeah,
that was bad.
It was garbage.
That was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad.
I can't figure out why they keep touching classics. Leave it alone. Leave classics alone.
Oh, Pastor Steph, I got to tell you this, and I know this was one. I kept thinking it was something. The worst one ever, like you said, touching classic. When you had, what's his name, the comedian? I forgot his
Mike
name,
Epps?
But it was Mike Epps. Mike Epps and Cedric the Entertainer did a remake of The Honeymooners. They made me so mad when they did. I was like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are you serious? Y'all gonna touch it, clap it, and mess it up like that?
Me, yes. They should be shot for that.
I started to fly out to Hollywood and see if I could find them for that. You don't mess up no classic like that. You don't mess up no classic like that. You don't do that. You leave the classics alone. They messed that movie up bad.
But wait, you know what, Brother Al? Do you know what was the real puzzle? Was when they cast Mike Epps as Norton, but he said he had never seen a Honeymooners episode.
Right.
Who in their life never saw a Honeymooners episode? And then you wouldn't go watch The Honeymooners if you were going to do the remake? So is that enough? You had never seen it
exactly.
Before? No.
I wanted to slap his face when I heard that. You never watched The Honeymooners. Right, I'm going to see you. I'm going to see you, sir. I don't know when I'm going to see you. It could be 10 years from now and done with. I'm still going to bring that up. I can't believe that you did that.
But Pastor Steph, remember they did that with Sparkle. They did the remake of Sparkle, which they should have been shot for that. Yes. More than half the cast never saw the original. And it's like, what?
You know,
it's
Brother Al?
Remaking this, she didn't even watch the original. That movie was trash. That movie was horrible.
Yeah. You have to, if you're doing a remake, you have to watch it. I mean, that's just common sense. Let me go see what it's about. Let me see how this person was acting. And you just say, forget it. Yeah, I'm not going to let Mike Epps get away with that. I'm going to see him. I'm going to see him one day. One day I'm going to see him. I'll bring it up. Okay, hey, Mike Epps, how you doing, bro? I love what you do. Remember 20 years ago when you did the honeymoon? I didn't appreciate that at all. At all.
No, brother, I'm going to tell you something. As horrible as the remake to the Honeymooners was,
that Sparkle
the
one
remake
was so
to Sparkle should have gotten somebody shot. Somebody should have gotten
somebody's hit. No.
I'm sorry. You could Pastor Charlotte, did you see the remake?
Yes, and I didn't like it because I love the original.
That was an understatement. I didn't like it. No.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody really should have. Does the punishment fit the crime is what I'm asking. that was worse.
They committed treason.
Yes, they did. That was
horrible.
And the penalty for treason is death.
Absolutely. Pastor KL, did you see the remake to Sparkle?
No, I didn't see the remake to Sparkle. However, I didn't like Sparkle to begin with.
Oh, my God. Why is he still on the phone?
Okay.
Why is he still on the phone?
No.
They're going to kill you, Pastor KL. You're a dead man walking.
You, Pastor KL, will not be on Fridays anymore. That is the punishment.
I think he sat in Struthers. There you go.
No.
Wow, Pastor Kell, they thinking about tying your hands up now.
I think
and put him in a bin.
I'm not an Irene Cara fan.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're an Irene Cara fan. It was a good moment.
It was not a good moment.
It was not a good moment.
Oh, my God. That's it. Pastor Charlotte, you don't have to start us talking about you no more because this one, this one here, no. You can be a part of the Duke Time crew. Pastor KL.
Oh, you brought
Brother
me back.
Al. Oh, thank you. Brother Al, you will be the lone man standing on Friday.
Y'all gotta do the men's day with Brother Al and Pastor Charlotte.
Yes. Oh my goodness. He said I wasn't a Sparkle fan. It's time to go.
Oh my,
we gotta go
goodness.
Pray for him and we gonna do so. Right now. No, thank you all. I wanted to keep it light today. I wanted to bring back the friend thing, but you know what? I wanted to laugh. You know, laughter is the best medicine. And we haven't laughed like this in a while. So you all, thank you so much for your contribution. I pray you have a blessed day.
Thank you, too.
You all do the same.
All righty.
Same to you.
Okay, let's just go before the Lord in this little brief moment that we have left over. Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, because you have just been gracious to us to even wake us up today, to give us the breath of life, to allow us to see the beautiful day that you have prepared for us, God. And Lord, we want to take this time to lift up this young lady who was held captive, God, and with the list of charges against her assailant, we know she's endured quite a bit of trauma, God, and we just ask you, God, to do the greatest healing in her life that she could ever imagine. The Heavenly Father, just turn it all around because we know you've done greater, God, and we're trusting you right now to do just your perfect work in her life, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we ask you to just touch the heart of her assailant and just allow him to become remorseful and repentant, God. We don't know why he did what he did. And in our brains, it just could be no excuse, no reason that you could even think of just being that heinous to another human being or even an animal. But God, we ask again that you've done greater. We ask you to just turn him around, God. Touch his heart, touch his mind, touch his spirit, that one day he would find you and that he could be an example as to your great work. Lord, we just ask you to be with this six-year-old little boy. Lord, he suffered a level of trauma at a very early age. But God, you know what? I want to say thank you that it's at the age of six, because that means that if you have a life ahead of him, that you could wash all of this away, God, and he could really forget. There are people that don't remember anything about their childhood. But guess what? You're telling this world you can do the same thing here, God. And if that would mean that he would have a wholesome life, we ask you, the Heavenly Father, to just wipe it away. If it means that if he did remember that he could touch this world based on what he's gone through, that he could be even a better person than what he would have been because of what he's gone through, God. Whatever your will is, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that it be done. His grandmother, the boyfriend, we ask you, God, that you too touch their life and that they would be remorseful and just would want to give their life to you, that they would look back on the things that they've done and see it as deplorable and just make their way to your altar. Even the siblings, God, we ask you that you do your great healing in their life as well. As well as, God, these partiers who just thought nothing to trash someone else's home, to disregard someone else's privacy, and just to be so disrespectful. And, Lord, we ask that they be dealt with accordingly, that they be found out, that you can run but you cannot hide. And we pray, God, that, you know, the repair of the home and the violation, you know, that it would not scar the owner. We pray, dear God, that those who set this whole thing up, that they would potentially learn a lesson somehow, and that they would understand that that level of invasion is just unacceptable, and that they would come back and that they would be repentant, God. All of the stuff that we talked about today, God, in these news stories, you know, we ask you that you bless that food truck who has been a blessing to the community, and that you just continue to allow them to be the blessing, that you increase their blessings based on the heart that they have for those around them, that your people have to be everywhere, even if we know we're not acting on behalf of you. But we thank you, God, for them even doing what they do, God. And we ask you, God, to just heal this land as we come before you, God, feeling bad, trying to make amends. You know, your word says if we were to just call on your name, ask for forgiveness and turn from our wicked and evil ways, that you would heal this land. So we're asking you, God, to do so. We thank you, God, for the laughter today, where some people just did not feel like laughing. They could not see a reason to laugh. We weren't in a mode to laugh, but we thank you. We thank you that that's the medicine that helps to heal us. And we pray that you just bless everybody's day, that we would continue to see your goodness and your greatness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, what a great movement on God's part, as always, that, you know, just laughing. We can laugh. I need to excuse me. laughing is so therapeutic. And, you know, every day we talk about these people that do such heinous things, the hatred that exists in this world, the dysfunction that exists in this world, this loneliness, you know, this willingness to make someone else's life miserable in order to make your life happy. That seems to be the way of the world. And, you know, we don't want to ever become those type people. We don't also want to read this news or listen to this news or talk about this news and it begin to change us in any shape, form, or fashion. And I give God thanks that, you know, we were able to laugh today, because we carry heavy lives, especially those of us who are pastoring. And if you're not careful, you know, we talked about this before, but just even as you minister to people, you know, that weight, you pull in that weight. You pull in that heaviness. You pull in people's heartache. You pull in, you know, people's hurt and pain. And sometimes, you know, before you know it, you're in a different frame of mind. You're in a different mode. You're in a different space. And, you know, we're giving God thanks that, you know, we know him as we do. And, you know, we go through our own pain and strife. And as you walk through this world and you look around at the homelessness, you look at, you know, the fact that these children are being mistreated, elderly are being mistreated, you know, animals are being mistreated, you know, just mankind is disregarded because everybody's out for self. It matters what I feel. It matters what I'm going through. It matters what, you know, what I need. You know, we joked about grandma having a boyfriend, and we talked about that before, you know, women who will toss the children to the side because, you know, it's about that time that I have a life. What about me? That's the way this world is turning. And it's turned. And I deem it a blessing to be able to laugh. I really laughed today, you know, and you know, we haven't had that moment in a minute. But I thank God for the Dewtown crew who all love to talk, who all have a wonderful sense of humor, who all can see the lighter side, who all can look at and see, you know, their former life, who all can, you know, understand that, you know, we need to laugh, and we can, and to help to bring laughter to someone else. And how do you wake up and spend your day with someone like that, a group like that, and not be blessed for the rest of the day? So let's give God thanks for all that he gives us, even when we don't know when we need it. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my Dewtown crew for the bunch of laughs we had today. Thank you for hanging out with us today and helping us laugh and throwing in those movies and sharing this moment with us. Please do not miss this opportunity to accept Jesus as your personal Savior or to get closer to God, because later is not promised to us. Until tomorrow, where it's Freestyle Friday, if God spares our life, I love you.